First, I would like to welcome His Grace Bishop Sravion, who gave us the honor now to join us for the second half of the program. And please help me welcome His Grace. Stephen Dillon is amazing. He has one more amazing story he didn't tell you, that God gave him a second daughter, or both are boys and
girls.
Okay. His second daughter was born only 10 days ago, and he sacrificed leaving the family to come to be with us today, for which I'm very, very impressed and thankful. This is really a sacrifice we appreciate, and you are a role model before then, and especially now that you added your presence with us today and sharing your story. The book by Dr. Van Doornharder is here about contemporary Coptic nuns. I'll put it here for your watching. Find it at Amazon.com. And also, a person I did not acknowledge yet, but he is at the core, he is the central figure of all of this development and exponential growth of Coptology at Claremont in the last 3 years, is Dr. Gaudet Gavra. Who amazes me on 100 accounts. I'll just mention one of them now because I don't want to take much more of your time. Every year he has at least one or two books added to his Amazon.com long list of new books about Coptic studies. The amazing thing he does, he has a talent of recruiting students, but he also has another talent of recruiting co-authors. So each one of his books he edits the book, he writes 3-4 chapters of the book, but he also invites world scholars from around the world, from Russia, Poland, Egypt, even monks in St. Anthony Monastery, to contribute chapters. And one of his latest books, imagine this book is about what? One single spot on the Coptic map. One just tiny spot in the Coptic map. The cave church of St. Paul the Hermit. Just one small cave church in the monastery of St. Paul and Babula the Hermit deserves all of this book by about a dozen world scholars. This is Coptic studies. If one cave in one monastery in Egypt deserves this book, imagine if we cover every cave. Imagine if we cover every monastery. Imagine if we cover every unique individual story. So I also will have it here for your inspection, and you can also find it on Amazon.com. There is so much activity. One of the activities, one thing is, I was watching when we started this intensive program 3 years ago, I was saying, when is going to be the first Coptic person to join the program? Within my own brain, I was waiting for this to happen, because that's one of the measures of success. How many non-Copts join, and what is their respective backgrounds, and also how many Copts will join and their respective backgrounds. When we had a course here on Coptic art 5 years ago, I was delighted that one Coptic girl, student of engineering at Harvey Mudd College, took the class, and she was a role model and encouragement to me and an inspiration. So I was waiting to see, but her major was engineering, and she took the class with Dr. Gaudet at the time. So this time, we were blessed for not waiting too long. And an angel came, and that angel is Sarah Mahanney. And I say here an angel, not in the usual angelic, above and beyond being an angel as a person, but the angel always brings the good news. That's what I mean. In particular, in her case, she was the announcer of a level of partnership, a level of response, of a special, unique way of the Coptic community to this program. Here we are, we have been waiting for program. Sarah, as if she said so to me. She didn't. But that the message, her participation is, please help me listen to Sarah Mahani now.